News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
At the request of Jamaica, the African, Caribbean and Pacific ACP Council of Ministers has granted approval for the allocation of funds to support the fight against the Zika virus in the Caribbean. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, made the proposal on behalf of CARIFORUM for intra-ACP funds to be made available to support the fight against ZikV in Jamaica and other countries of the region. Approval for funding came on the final day of the 103rd session of the ACP Council, which took place from April 25 to 27 in Senegal. The money will be made available through the intra-ACP under the 11th European Development Fund. At the council meeting, Minister Johnson-Smith also made interventions on sustainable development, climate change, youth inclusion and entrepreneurship, as well as preparations for the 14th session of the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development. The Chase Fund has donated $20.7 million towards the construction of the Family Tree Park in downtown Kingston. Ground was broken for the new state-of-the-art children's recreational area earlier this week.
We see it as creating space where children and families can come together, share experiences, learn from each other. It's going to be a safe space, and therefore we are going to be more involved with the construction of the main play area.
Project manager at the Chase Fund, Paulette Mitchell. Ms. Mitchell says the funds will go toward the building of the Mother Hen Corner, Journey to Africa and Seashell Amphitheater. The Family Tree Park, to be built using approximately 95% recyclable materials, will be located in St. William Grant Park on the corner of North and West Parade. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is to launch a national campaign later this month to underscore the government's commitment to the protection of the nation's children. Entitled Our Children Jamaica, the campaign is to solidify in the minds of all Jamaicans that the protection and safety of children is their collective responsibility. The aim of the campaign is to provide members of the public with knowledge on the best practices and principles of taking a holistic approach to the raising and well-being of children.
With this campaign, the ministry intends to usher in a new era of public-private sector collaboration and broadly spread messages that can improve citizens' knowledge about the education, health, protection, and parenting of children, while encouraged that it takes a village to raise a child.
State Minister for Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green. Mr. Green says protecting the nation's children is an effort that citizens must undertake as one family in schools, neighborhoods, and communities. And the Ministry of Health is urging the public to be cautious in the preparation and consumption of ackee to avoid poisoning. This in the wake of two cases of poisoning caused by the popular fruit since the start of the year. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Winston Delahaye is reminding Jamaicans that if ackee is not prepared properly, it can be harmful due to the potential high levels of toxins. In a press release Wednesday, Dr. Delahaye said only fit and well-opened ackees are to be used by householders. He says ackee should be allowed to open naturally and fully on the tree before it is picked and eaten or sold. The fruit should not be opened by force or by using a knife or any other implement. If not properly ripened, ackee contains high levels of a toxin called hypoglycin, which can potentially lead to death if consumed. Symptoms of ackee poisoning include vomiting, stomach cramps or abdominal pain, dizziness, diarrhea, and sweating. If persons are experiencing these symptoms, they should seek medical attention immediately and should have a sweet drink while on their way to the health center or hospital. Those are some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
JCDC in association with Tourism Enhancement Fund presents Jamaica Made, the 2016 Jamaica Visual Arts Exhibition, April 24 to May 8, Jamaica Conference Center, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. View and vote for the best Jamaican art pieces, participate in the public mural and make it and share it project, and much more. Admission free. Sponsored by Singer, Happy Ice, PBCJ, Livestush, Lifespan Spring Water, NLS, and KSAC. Visit www.jcdc.gov.jm for further details.